This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. Brown-Warren may be the big political contest in Massachusetts this season, but things are starting to get pretty interesting a little farther down the ticket.
Democrat John Tierney is trying to hold on to his newly redrawn 6th District congressional seat on the North Shore. And he's got two problems. One is an energetic Republican challenger, former state senator Richard Tesei. The other is his own family.
Federal prosecutors say Tierney's brothers-in-law, Robert and Daniel Aramian, ran an illegal internet gambling business. Robert is now a fugitive, and Daniel was sentenced to 3 years behind bars last week for gambling and racketeering charges.
The plot thickened when, following his sentencing, Daniel Aramian said of Congressman Tierney, quote, "He knew everything that was going on. He sat in the boxes with bookies at Fenway Park."
After dodging the press for a week, Congressman Tierney chose today, the afternoon before a holiday, to face the cameras in his hometown of Salem and respond. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is there right now. Kurt, what was the scene like?
Well, the scene was such that he took about 45 minutes to do what Elizabeth Warren didn't do with that Native American heritage question, and basically let reporters ask questions until they didn't have any more questions anymore. He looked pretty comfortable. He wasn't too defensive, what he did was basically explain that the public perceptions that he must have known what was going on are just not wrong, and that his brothers-in-law are angry because he didn't help them get out of jail, which he says he couldn't have done. And he says among his regrets, besides sort of taking his constituency through this whole sordid ordeal, was also having brothers-in-law at all.
Not having brothers-in-law at all. Ouch. Kurt, in fact, we know that Congressman Tierney's wife, Patrice, pled guilty in 2010 to some tax fraud charges that were connected to her brother's scheme. This gets very, very close to Congressman Tierney. I assume he reiterated his denials that he knew anything about this at all, despite the fact that people very close to him were deeply involved in it. Did he substantiate those denials at all?
Well, he said that, yeah, he did qualify to say that he was aware of their checkered past. You know, one of them was a convicted felon. But he says as far as he could tell, they were running a legal gambling operation in the Caribbean, and that the parole officers and the people overseeing his brother-in-law knew, must have seen it the same way, and it just wasn't that apparent. Even though his wife admitted that she was willfully blind, Tierney explained that away today by saying that she just didn't ask the hard questions, not that it was so obvious and apparent that he must have seen it either. And so he also explained that when he went down to the house in Antigua, that it wasn't this big casino or a really rich-looking place. It seemed very modest and was not something that sort of jumped out, as a red flag.
Well, briefly, Kurt, did he seem to put the scandal to bed, or are there still important points that he hasn't addressed?
Well, he did, in the sense that he's a congressman who has a record and his constituents know what he's done for 16 years, and so he's more credible as a person than a convicted felon. But it's pretty unseemly to not be able to present the same front with to be fighting with your family, even if it's in-laws, a married family. And I think the question is still there. If you can't sort of present a united front with your own family, how do you work with political adversaries in Congress to, solve the problems for your constituents? And the other problem he has is that he's running against, not a chump, but a former party leader in the State House who's a good, gifted politician and a worthy opponent. So I think he did a good job in addressing this, but by no means is it settling the issue.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reporting live from Salem, where Congressman John Tierney has just concluded a "till they drop" press conference addressing the allegations connected to him in connection to the gambling scheme of his brothers-in-law. Thanks, Kurt.
You got it.